The small town of Mount Pulaski is tucked into the southeastern corner of rural Logan County, roughly halfway between Decatur and Springfield. At the center of the town square sits one of just two remaining courthouses where a young Abraham Lincoln practiced law. At first glance, Mount Pulaski doesn't have much in common with Peoria's South Side, an urban neighborhood about an hour's drive to the northwest. Census Bureau records show the largely African-American community is one of America's poorest zip codes. But both communities lack a grocery store. South Peoria's Save-A-Lot grocery store closed in 2017. Two Kroger stores in nearby neighborhoods closed a year later. Leslie McKnight, Director of Community Health Policy and Planning for the Peoria City County Health Department, says the South Side has a high poverty rate and a high incidence of health risk factors like obesity.
In that 1 mile area of that neighborhood, their grocery options is dollar stores and convenience stores.
Tom Martin, a farmer and president of the Market on the Hill Grocery Co-op Board in Mount Pulaski, says the city's last grocery store closed up shop in 2016.
Logan County has been labeled as the most obese county in the state of Illinois.
The US EPA selected Peoria and Mount Pulaski for its Local Foods, Local Places program last year. The program tries to help communities restore local food systems and boost economic opportunities and health outcomes. In Peoria, Leslie McKnight says the local neighborhood organization, Southside Community United for Change, worked to set up a farmer's market pilot project in an old Aldi parking lot.
What that means is that the residents were on the front end of the planning, the marketing, and the outreach. And as institutional stakeholders, we were on the back end providing support and capacity.
The Southside Farmer's Market offered fresh produce on 3 weekends last fall. 12 vendors sold goods. It was a learning experience. Some aspects, like a partnership with an organic farmer, proved too expensive to be sustainable. The concept evolved into something neighborhood thinks is doable, a food equity hub. It would include not only the purchasing, packaging, and selling of locally produced foods, but also cooking classes, nutritional education, and workforce development efforts. It also became a focal point to organize the area's informal economy of vendors. In March, the Community Foundation of Central Illinois gave the Southside Farmers Market a $30,000 grant to expand to a 10-week season this year. Martha Ross is president of Southside Community United for Change. She says this feels different than the top-down approaches tried before.
This isn't just another plan, because I've participated with the city of Peoria on many, many plans, and they just go on the shelf. But this is a plan. This is our plan.
That sense of community ownership is also pivotal for Mount Pulaski. Market on the Hill Board President Tom Martin says co-ownership by residents is key to co-op success.
It's all about grassroots driven, and you've got to have a community behind you before you ever step into this.
Martin says he's been blessed to have that community support, though the pandemic has delayed the store's opening. The Market on the Hill will be in an old storefront on the city square. The grocery will partner with Kyle Reed's 5-acre Hilltop Community Gardens on the northwest edge of Mount Pulaski for locally grown veggies and fruit. Food processing may eventually happen. Martin says he'll be happy when the open sign finally goes up, but says the ultimate challenge is to turn a profit. He believes community backing will make it possible to capture 15 to 20% of Southern Logan County's grocery market. Martin advocates a wait-and-see approach for other communities who might want to emulate the Mount Pulaski model.
My best advice is sit back, let us make the mistakes, but then hopefully we can show you the way to succeed, so it makes it a little bit easier for you to do something like this.
But in Peoria, Health Department Health Policy and Planning Director Leslie McKnight says it's also important to make the initial effort.
You got to just go out there and innovation, just try it, test it, model it, pilot it, and just see what happens.
To grow into a food equity hub, the volunteer-driven farmers market needs to partner with the Community Development Corporation to begin hiring employees. Neighborhood Association President Martha Ross says the pilot is evidence to convince doubters.
We're constantly getting people who say, well, this is not going to work. They never did anything before. Well, we're not talking about they now. We're talking about us. If it is to be, it's up to me.
Since the pandemic began, Market on the Hill has hired 2 people to explore joining a food hub and processing center in Mount Pulaski. The Southside Project in Peoria continues early planning with the Greater Peoria Economic Development Council. I'm Tim Shelley.